Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Doing well as I can. Just got news this morning that my ticket that I had booked to go and see my mom in January has just been canceled. So trying to see what I can do. Maybe I can still go, maybe I can't. But if the situation keeps getting worse, I don't know. So pray for that woman. This is the first Advent we're observing during a pandemic. And this will be our, what I might call, first pandemic Christmas. And what if I said to you that the attitude and the spirit needed for the season of Advent, and the attitude and demeanor that we need for dealing with the pandemic are similar? Both the pandemic and Advent make us look forward to something greater than itself, isn't it? With the pandemic, we look forward to total recovery again. And with Advent, towards a meaningful celebration of Christ's incarnation. But I also believe that in order to experience the joy of overcoming the pandemic and to experience the joy of Christmas, we need similar attitudes. You see, every Advent is an invitation and an opportunity. So is the pandemic. Both Advent and the pandemic are an invitation to focus on that which is really important, and an opportunity to center our lives around those things that truly matter. So my 3 points for today, I would like to suggest that if we approach this Advent with the right attitude and the right spirit, not only will we make a good preparation for Christmas, but it'll also help us to overcome the pandemic and to make the world a kind of world that Jesus came to create. So here are my 3 points for today. First of all, watchfulness. There's nothing like beginning the season of Advent with the words, "Be watchful, be alert." Folks, when the coronavirus infections reached a surge in March, the scientific community and the CDC advised us to be cautious. They said, "Be watchful, be alert." So local authorities enforced the stay-at-home order and advised people to wear masks. Many of us became cautious, watchful, and alert. On the other hand, many of us were shocked to see people on spring break blatantly throwing all caution to the wind. And then there were the protests, the election frenzy, the maskless political rallies, and the July 4th and Labor Day holiday weekend celebrations. 8 months later, here we are. 13 million infections, 263,000 Americans dead. And since November the 16th, more than 100,000 new infections a day. No other nation is doing as badly as we are. We were cautioned, be alert, be watchful. And because we did not pay heed to the caution, today we are paying the price. Today we begin this season of Advent with those same words. Be watchful. Be alert. Unfortunately, just like the pandemic, for many people, Advent has become a time to throw all caution to the wind. Because there is a frivolousness, there is a sense of playfulness with Christmas season, isn't it? Or the Advent season. This is the season when we eat more, spend more, and waste more. And because we get caught up in the holiday frenzy, it is also possible that simultaneously we pray less, we reflect less, and find less time for silence and solitude. Here is the thing though. Just as the consequences of disregarding the pandemic warning are serious, the risk of ignoring the Advent caution is also serious. The risk is that when the Master comes, he might find us unprepared. Or as today's Gospel reading says, sleeping. The risk is that we might miss the Savior and maybe salvation itself. What will we do with this Advent? What will we do with this pandemic? My prayer is that with both these things, we will be watchful and we will be alert. Secondly, patience. Or more specifically, patient hope. It is going to be years since the coronavirus pandemic hit the world. When the pandemic first reached its surge in March, the scientific community told us that the best way to deal with the pandemic is to hunker down together. The world had to work together if this global pandemic had to be dealt with. Not only did we not work together, but people soon began to lose their patience. And yes, there were compelling reasons for us to get back to normal as quickly as we can. Livelihoods were at stake. And the mental health of children and of adults, that was at risk. But as summer came, it became not just about employment or about mental health. These things are very important. But the tragedy was that even those who could afford it and those who were healthy simply lost their patience. Summer vacations, a sense of false patriotism, the insatiable hunger for sports, and an impending election season got the better of us. And I'm not saying that these things are not important, but if we had the patience to hunker down together for a short time, the long-term benefits would have been reaped now. But then we are not good at patience in real life, are we? 4G won't do. I got my latest phone. It's a 5G. How much faster do I need to get information, right? But we simply don't have the patience. Black Friday must begin on the Monday before because we simply cannot wait. We need Christmas in July. We simply can't wait. And in my experience in the confessional, one of the most confessed sin is impatience. People saying, I simply do not have the patience. Folks, passages like today's gospel reading were written to urge people to be patient, especially as the coming of Christ got delayed. In those days, people thought that Christ was coming, if not today, tomorrow, if not tomorrow, day after. But the days kept on going. and Christ was not there yet. People began to lose their patience. They became careless. They became complacent. They let their guard down. And as we begin this pandemic Advent, I think we must learn from the mistakes we have made in dealing with the pandemic. Let us not treat Advent like we have dealt with the pandemic. Avoid the impatience to make it Christmas before it is Christmas. Let us patiently wait and hope, and let Advent prepare us for the great feast of our redemption. The pandemic demands patience, and so does Advent. Patience with the pandemic can create a better world. Patience with Advent can lead us to a new experience of Christ's coming. And thirdly, self-realization and conversion. Folks, this third point is the most important point that I'm trying to make about Advent and perhaps the pandemic. Self-realization and conversion. And here is something that I'm suggesting. When we go home for this entire week, I would like you to take today's first reading from the book of Isaiah and see if you can reflect around the scripture, because I think it can set the tone for what Advent truly demands of us. The context of today's first reading is the exile. The people of Judah are in exile in Babylon. For how many years? Almost 50 years. And as they spend this time in exile, they're far away from their land, from the temple. They were pretty much people who had no identity, no worship, no freedom. And what do they feel? They feel let down by themselves, but most of all, they feel abandoned by God. And so you have words like I began the homily with. Hear this one more time. Behold, you are angry. We are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags. We have withered like leaves, and our guilt carries us away like the wind. Now, if the rulers, if the false prophets, and the powerful and influential people of Judah had listened to the prophets when they were proclaiming redemption, the Babylonian exile would have never happened. But people did not hear God's word. The exile did happen. And now, as they are in exile, they come to the self-realization. Gosh, wish we had done what God was asking us to do. Folks, today with the pandemic, we are in a kind of exile, isn't it? It's an exile of sorts. In reality, without a certain self-realization and conversion, I believe we will squander the promise and hope that both the pandemic and Advent hold. On Friday, there was an op-ed by Pope Francis in the New York Times. And this is what Pope Francis said. This is a moment to dream big and to commit to act in our daily life. This is a moment to dream big, to rethink our priorities, what we value, what we want, what we seek, and to commit to act in our daily life on what we have dreamed of. To realize this dream that our world is going to be all right, like the exiled people of God, we need to be able to say, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. Beautiful imagery. Where we allow ourselves, realizing how we have faltered,
that we allow God to transform us like a potter transforms the clay. And I believe this is the spirit of Advent. And I think this is the spirit we need to get beyond the pandemic. Both Advent and pandemic are an invitation and an opportunity to allow God to transform us, or as Pope Francis says, to dream big. As we begin this pandemic Advent, let us pray for the same kind of honesty, the same kind of self-realization and conversion the people of God show in today's first reading. Let us become like clay in the potter's hand. Let me end this reflection with the words we began. Be watchful. Be alert. If we do this, I think we can both overcome the pandemic and have a meaningful Christmas in the midst of a pandemic. People of God said,